Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrienne Duarte. All right, so hey guys. This next episode is titled Living Through Acknowledging Life. And the reason why this has been an episode, because I had a phase in my life where I kept looking for the next big thing. You know, I've always craved for change. I've always craved for growth and expanding myself as a person, that I forget to stop and smell the roses. I forget to enjoy the life that I truly create for myself. And without knowing it, I kind of forgo on everything that I have, you know, taking for granted some of the things that I thought and know that would be with me forever until I don't have it. And it's a lot of things in my life that I need to remind myself of. But living through acknowledging life is the most mindful thing that I could do for myself to better, you know, live my life, to better be present and intentional with the way that I live. And, you know, we live in a world where it's celebrated to be productive. We live in a world where it's celebrated to be so many other things, wearing so many hats and being out there. And while that is amazing, while being expansive and growing is amazing, you should never forget that when you look at the bigger picture, sometimes you forget the life that you have. You forget the life that's in front of you, happening, unraveling every minute, every moment. So with living through acknowledging life, you get to see these moments and these things that happen to you in a very, you know, personal way, and you get to experience life a lot more within the palm of your hands. And sometimes we live our lives in autopilot, thinking that we gotta keep going, we gotta do something for ourselves, we got to be the next big thing, we have to find the next big thing that we need to do. Then we forget where we are right now in our lives is something that we used to want and something that we used to aim for. And now we're at that point. It's best that we celebrate it and hold on to it and cherish it a lot more than just allowing ourselves to jump onto the next train of doing something for our growth and expansion. Because sometimes you don't even notice it, you don't even know it, you have taken for granted the things that you thought before was impossible for yourself. So how do we actually get on with this, and why it was important for me to discuss? Because in the last 2 years, I've had big changes in my life. I moved away to Australia and I decided to pursue a life here, a career here. And in all those moments, somehow I keep coming back to the first few months that I moved here to Australia. I remember having glimmer moments, you know, there are glimmer moments of having to see and think and breathe and feel and understand that, hey, I'm here. And it took me 2 years to wait to get to Australia. And it was such a moment of serenity and feeling surreal, because I was there. I was standing. I was in a traffic light staring at a lot of people passing by and the cars passing by and thinking to myself, wow, I have just been waiting for this and now I'm here. And I always want to relinquish that moment, or I wanted to cherish that moment of celebrating that success of being in a place where I've always hoped to be. Now, in the past 2 years, I've had that. I was finishing my diploma, my certificate, and when I did, it just felt like a normal day of finishing it, you know, a normal day and that end. And the way that that day was celebrated meant so much to me, because it has given me that sense of accomplishment and sense of joy that I've somehow accomplished the thing that I came here for. And looking back at it, now where I am at, I know I've been wanting something new and something different, and I still got it, but I somehow still go back to those moments and say, wow, I should have stayed in that moment a little longer, not wishing it to end so quickly, because now it's done, now it's over. I'm somehow getting forced to look for something new. But that point or that thing now is what I'm trying to stop myself to do, because I want to enjoy this moment where I get to be free to do what I want at work and be able to expand myself in my career and grow without having to jump on to the next step that I need to take. Stay in this level for a moment and enjoy that cruising speed and enjoy that stability that I have for the moment and predictability of my life, because, you know, life can always take turns in the greatest direction and you can get lost and wander and feel, you know, like you don't know what your purpose in this world is. And at the moment, I just want to stay here. And how do we do this? How do we live our lives through acknowledging it, facing it as it is? I am learning right now to stop and smell the roses, gauging what I most enjoy about my life right now and see how far I've come. You know, I've gone through a lot and it was such a moment of faith and persistence where I had to have faith that I was going to be able to finish my course, had to have faith that my job will be able to sustain me and my financial needs and my relationships to fill me up a lot more as I go through this and to survive all the trials and tribulations of being in a relationship, being in a friendship, being in a lot of sense away from my family. So right now, what I most enjoy about my life is that I have a roof over my head. I have predictability, that I have my partner every night in bed, that we wake up together. I've got a car, I've got work that I enjoy going to, and I've got moments and time for myself that I get to reflect and do things that I truly enjoy doing on my own spare time. And looking at that now, if you start to stop and smell the roses, you get to see how your life is quite enjoyable without having the pressure of trying to jump on the next big thing that you want to do for yourself. Just enjoying what you have accumulated along the way and celebrating your achievements in that sense. And to see also that you've worked so hard to be here. And maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you would not have imagined how your life would have turned out to be at this moment in time. And that, to me, it's such an amazing feeling when you get to just revel in the glory and the happiness you have now compared to who you were before. Like 1,000 different versions of who you are made you who you are today at this point and in moment. A lot of old versions of yourself had to go and vanish to give way to this person that's standing right in front of you at this point. You know, another part of doing this is enjoying where you are and celebrating your life with the people you love, celebrating each other's wins. I think I am very fortunate to have a very strong support system, both back in the Philippines and here in Australia. I was able to create relationships that mean so much to me, that celebrate each other's wins and that celebrate each other's happiness and goals. While I do that, I truly believe that I was able to find these people to support me, and I'm fortunate enough to have those people around me. And what we do for each other is to celebrate each other's wins and celebrating our steps of personal growth and personal development and win in our careers, win in our social life, our love lives. And it's a lot of things, but I'm very fortunate enough to have these people, and which is why it's important to work on building these relationships, because these relationships keep you and, you know, you celebrate each other's lives and be a part of each other and holding each other accountable. And with these people that lift you up, with these people that fill your cup, you get to find that life is so much more about your relationships and your quality of life, your joy and happiness when you're with the people that you love and support each other through thick and thin. A lot of the things that has been told in this world is that you have to be productive. You have to be, you know, you have to be a winner. You have to be someone who is winning at life. It's successful. And when you look at it, success is measured in different ways. And success isn't just a linear thing. Success can be the quality of the life that you want to have for yourself. And when you enjoy where you are now and celebrate it with the people that you love, you get to build a community. And when you have this community, your quality of life improves and grows. And that's one thing that I learned about growing up a lot more, is that life isn't supposed to be lived solo. You're not supposed to be a lone wolf. And some people say, yes, it's better to be a lone wolf because you don't get yourself hurt and all that. The thing is, even if you're a lone wolf, even if you choose to live your life in isolation, you still get hurt by the things that people would say about you. But when you do have a community, you get to shrug off all those negativity and surround yourself with the people that love you. And when you surround yourself with people that choose to grow and expand themselves, you also grow and expand along with each other. And you have this sense of, I can do things because people support me. I can do things because I've got people that believe in me and that you believe within yourself. So having that community strengthened my idea of living my life, and living my life knowing that people around me are also doing the same thing is very important, so that I could acknowledge the life that I have and acknowledge the life that everybody else has, and giving space for the people that matter to me. And even if they are someone I don't know, I recognize and welcome a space for people, and keeping an open mind, keeping an open heart to these people. And there may be bad people around this world, and there will always be. I would always practice kindness in the moments that most hurt me, because at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, kindness is all the things that you can do for people that are hurt, because hurt people, you know? So another thing that we could do to live our lives through acknowledging it is recognizing, even if you want something so much more for yourself, you have had the opportunities to reach for what you want and what you have now. Along the journey, somewhere along the way, you have been given opportunities to reach for things that you thought you'd never be able to reach. And putting that into perspective gives you that refreshing idea and refreshing feeling that, you know what, there were opportunities given to me to be where I am today. And even if I want so much more for myself right now or in the future, I know opportunities will come if I choose to work on them, if I choose to step on and take the mantle of improving and growing and expanding myself in career, social life, and whatever I want to choose to do. I get to have those opportunities once again. Because if the opportunities were given to you before, why will the opportunities be scarce for you once again? Putting yourself in a mindset of abundance, that things happen and things will happen again, and the doors will always open to things that will lead you to something. And it may not be a good thing necessarily, or may not be a bad thing, whatever it is, it takes you somewhere that you are able to grow and challenge yourself and give yourself that level of strength and understanding of who you are in your life and where you are at in your life. So acknowledging your life means being more present in the little things, you know, the roof over our heads, a job that pays, and friendships and relationships that fill our cup, and the opportunity to sharpen our minds. And with that, I want to leave this line, is living with intention. Living your life as mindful as you can. From the moment that you wake up, you know how you want to start your day. You know how to acknowledge yourself throughout the day. You do a workout, you read a book, you drink coffee, you chat with someone that matters to you, you catch up with people that you truly believe that matters to you, and, you know, you just be there. You show up for your own life. Acknowledging your life means showing up for yourself and your life at this point. Because if you don't, you will see that somehow, at the end of the day, you have lived your life without ever truly living it. You know, don't let that pass you by. Don't live your life in autopilot. Live your life with intention. Wake up every day with an intention to make your life happy, with an intention to make your life meaningful, with an intention to make the time that you have, or make the most of the time that you have in this world. Because at the end of the day, we don't know. We don't know where our life in this earth will end. And to me, I live with that on a daily basis, thinking that, you know what, I could die at any moment. And I hope, and I hope, and I pray that each and every day that I have lived it to the fullest, the best that I could do with the things that I've been given, with the things that I am and where I'm at in my life. Because at the end of the day, the feeling of fulfillment and success comes to you intrinsically, comes from you intrinsically. How you feel about your life is up to you. And we may not be dealt with the same cards and the opportunities that we have for each other, but in each day that you are able to live your life with the best of your abilities, with the things that you're given, the opportunities that you have now, makes it so much easier for you to revel in the life that you have. So I hope that you've enjoyed this episode, and thank you for staying with me throughout all this and the journey that we've had in this podcast. And it's been, I know, a long journey, and I really appreciate every single one of you who has taken the time to listen and has been a part of this journey of reflection with me, because it has opened up so much for me. And on our next episode, if you are interested, we are going to talk about relationships as we grow older. How do relationships change along the way, and how we view relationships should change as an adult from ourselves learning how to heal from our past traumas with relationships. So here we are today. Thank you so much for spending your time with me and giving me space in your life at this point. So thank you so much. Have a good night. This is Adrienne from Love, Growth, and Freedom. See you soon. Bye.